Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the James Newton Podcast. I'm James and I run a website at www.porosity.co.uk and it's called The Collected Writings of James Newton. It's basically all the best intelligent articles on video games, music, creative writing and more. Today I'm going to be taking a look at two big events in the world of games in the next 7 days, the Carnival of Video Game Bloggers and the slightly less important European PlayStation 3 launch. First of all, the Carnival of Video Game Bloggers. If you're not sure what it is, a blog carnival is basically a collection of posts on the same topic from a load of different authors. People can submit their own articles on one topic and then someone posts a link to all of them. It's very simple and it's a good way to build links with other writers and with also bring traffic into your blog. I started the Carnival of Video Game Bloggers last month and did really well in the first month. We had 18 submissions and this month we did even better, we got 22. So what's really interesting though is that I was reading through them and to say that the PlayStation 3 has been out in America and Japan now for a couple of months and it actually launches in Europe on Friday, I didn't receive a single article related to Sony or the PlayStation 3 or anything to do with that. Which I think is strange, especially when you consider that some bloggers are pretty much committed to one company. Jordan Bieber submitted 6 articles all about Nintendo. Jigsaw HC submitted about 8 articles, most of which were about Xbox 360 games. So where are the Sony bloggers? What have they got to say? Why aren't they writing and sharing things? Obviously they are, just not with me. I want to change that, so you need to go to the Carnival homepage, which is www.porosity.co.uk. Find the blog Carnival and there's a link in there and that'll sort you out and then you can come and share what you think about everything.
I am Danny from Embrace and you're listening to www.porosity.co.uk.
Regarding the PS3, obviously it launches in Europe on Friday, and I was just going to talk a little bit about the preparations for it and so on. I actually saw my first PS3 advert on the TV last night, but I have to say that if I didn't have the job that I do where I work in a game shop, I probably wouldn't have had any idea what it was about. Basically, it features a lot of people messing about. They're all sort of slightly odd in their own way. Some have got too much lipstick on and some have got toy guns or something, aren't they? And they're messing about with a hand grenade, and then at the end it rolls near a suitcase with a little dog, and it says, 23rd of the 3rd 07, this is living, and that's pretty much it. And I knew what it was, but my girlfriend who watched it with me didn't have a clue, and I do wonder how many of our customers are going to actually know what it is as well, or potential customers. And these kinds of sort of mysterious advertising campaigns are still really they can be really effective, but they seem to be really popular. And now when Nintendo launched the Wii, their adverts seemed to be just the console and the controller, and it said, what is this? And then someone held the controller and it said, this is Wii. And that was it. And I didn't think that was as effective as it could have been, because obviously the key to the Wii is capturing everyone's imagination. So, you know, like that whole E3 video with the tennis and the music and everything. I thought that would have worked really well. But even so, it did at least show you the console and tell you what its name is, which is what Sony haven't done. And what's mysterious really about that, what's really confusing, is that PlayStation is pretty much synonymous with games to anyone, regardless of what they know about games. PlayStation 3 just makes people think, games? All right, it's just like the whole Game Boy thing from 10, 20 years ago. Here, PlayStation, you think games. They haven't done that. It's leaving it a bit late because it launches on Friday, and with the news that the pre-orders perhaps aren't going as well as everyone hoped, we'll just have to wait and see how it actually turns out. But if anyone's writing PS3 off, you know, already based on this outcome, I think they're pretty daft. Regarding the PS3, actually, I'm warming up to it a bit. I quite liked a lot of the stuff that they showed at the Game Developers Conference a couple of weeks ago. Little Big Planet looks like it's going to do really well. It looks like it's got a lot of appeal in that sort of sandbox, you know, user-generated content kind of arena, which I don't know if Sony are going to go down that way. I wouldn't have thought they would do, because it hasn't got that sort of big license and the big franchise that they tend to go for, but it's going to be, looks like it's going to be a nice, cool little game that you can play with your friends and everything, which is, you know, sort of stuff I like. And Home is going to be quite interesting as well. Whether it's going to do as well as the Miis in terms of, you know, like capturing everyone's imagination and thinking, oh, that's really cool, I don't know. Because when you take it to that level of realism, you're either going to spend hours on it, you know, and end up in Uncanny Valley with, you know, an exact replica in front of you, or you're just not really going to be bothered and you're going to come up with something that looks a bit like it, or going to go to the extreme and go stupid. Whereas with the Miis, I think there's that sort of cuteness element, but it's also a simplicity as well that works well. So we'll see whether that aspect does fire the imagination. And the same with the achievements as well, or the trophies, or I don't know what they're actually going to call them. But whether that works for as well for Sony as it has for Nintendo and Microsoft, we'll have to wait and see. But either way, like I said, if you're going to write off Sony, I think you'd make a big mistake, because they still have a lot of power and they've got, you know, 10 years, 12, 13, whatever years experience now. And I think they're going to make that tell, and I think they're actually going to do quite well. Well, that pretty much brings this first edition of the James Newton podcast to a close. Just remind you to have a look by the website, www.prosody.co.uk. That's P-R-O-S-O-D-Y. The link's in the podcast anyway. Do check back today, because it's the Carnival of Video Game Bloggers, and you can read a lot of really interesting topics on all kinds of different things to do with games, but not Sony, unfortunately. If you are listening to this and you write about Sony on your blog, either good or bad, it doesn't matter, just send something in for the next one, which is actually going to be held on the 23rd of April over at my brother's site, sodaware.net. Thank you very much for listening. I'll do another one next week when we'll be covering some awesome DS games that should fire you all up. All right, thanks a lot for listening, and I'll see you soon.
Do you know of any places where sailors hang out?